the 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. The warm, soft folds of the intestines are teeming with thousands of species of bacteria. Collectively known as the gut microbiome, these microbes help break down food, synthesize vitamins, regulate weight, and resist infection. If they're so key to our health, what factors shape an individual's gut microbial makeup? Previous studies have pointed to the food we eat, the drugs we take, genetics, even our house dust. Now a new study in baboons suggests that relationships may play a role too. Researchers studied social interactions, eating habits, and bacteria in the feces of 48 wild baboons living in two groups near Mount Kilimanjaro in Kenya. Poop contains a goldmine of data. And 98% of the DNA in poop doesn't come from the animal itself or the food it eats, it's bacterial. They found that baboons from the same troop had more similar gut microbes than baboons from different troops, and that baboons who groomed each other more often shared more similar sets of gut microbes. So this is another way that social relationships can influence your health. Sometimes they're important for the transmission of microbes that are potentially good for you.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.